Well, I'm glad you're still here and still listening. This next section will be on the cash flow quadrant, which was book number 2 of the Rich Dad series. The quadrant represents the 4 different people that make up the world of business. You may notice that 4 is kind of a magical number. Like there's 4 seasons, you know, there's 4 astrological, you know, like what, earth, air, fire, and water, right? 4 is a very magical number. So in the world of business, there's 4 different types of people that make up that world. The E quadrant stands for employee. That's probably the biggest quadrant. The next quadrant is the S quadrant. S like stands for self-employed or small business owners. That's the next largest quadrant. The B stands for big business, people like IBM, General Motors, and all this. And I stands for investor. The reality is there's 4 different kinds of people found in each quadrant. For instance, a person like, let's say, Richard Branson, who formed Virgin Airways and all that, he would be in the B quadrant. Or somebody like Ray Kroc, who founded McDonald's, he would be in the B quadrant. Now, the same guy who starts a little hamburger stand on the corner would be in the S quadrant or the self-employed quadrant. Many times people ask, what's the difference between the S or self-employed quadrant or small business quadrant and the B quadrant? We've already touched on it lightly. A lot of it's the size of the idea. But the other part about it is that an S quadrant person, generally, or self-employed, they cannot afford to leave the business. In other words, they are the business. Some people say the S quadrant does not have a job. They own the job. They bought it. Found in the S quadrant are oftentimes such people as doctors, attorneys, lawyers. S might also stand for smart. When you look at the smartest people, generally from school, a lot of them wind up in the S quadrant, doctors, accountants, engineers, and things like that. So when I was a kid, my poor dad always said to me, son, go to school and get a good job. He was giving me the reality of going to the E quadrant or the employee quadrant. My mother, knowing that I wanted to be rich, said, you know, son, I know you really want to be rich, and I know your dad means well, but if you want to be rich, you should become a doctor. And the reason she said that, because she was a registered nurse. In other words, she was telling me to go to the S quadrant or the self-employed quadrant. So at that point, I went to listen to my rich dad, and my rich dad said, you know, Robert, since you don't really have that good skills, you don't like following orders, you should really belong in the B quadrant as a business owner. That's the reason why when I came back from the Marine Corps, I decided to start learning how to build B quadrant businesses. And a B quadrant business is a business that builds systems. In other words, it can grow ad infinitum. So I started the nylon wallet business rather than, let's say, a restaurant, simply because the nylon wallets could go worldwide very quickly, whereas starting a restaurant would keep me, you know, regionally and geographically located, high capital intensity into things like this. So I went into the B quadrant with wallets. When people say, did I really like nylon wallets? The answer was no, I really didn't like it. But it was the product that would give me the most leverage through systems throughout the world. And so we started in that. And like I said before, we didn't expect to be successful. We expected to fail really early. Unfortunately, we were extremely successful right from the start, and we got very big, and our systems did not keep up with the growth. In other words, the structure underneath the growth wasn't there to keep up with it, and that's why we collapsed inwards. Yet, nonetheless, took me a year to recover. It was still a great experience because it taught me how to become a B in the B quadrant. The I quadrant is where, in my opinion, everybody needs to go today. In the old days, in the industrial age, the idea was go to school, get a job, and work there until you retired. And the thinking was that the company and the government would take care of you or handle the responsibilities of the I quadrant for you. In the information age, we went into these things called 401ks and, you know, IRAs and SEP plans. Basically, what it was saying that in the information age, you got a job, but it was your responsibility to be the investor. The main reason I write my books and say what I say and talk people about education is the idea that there's no such thing as a safe investment. All investments have risk in them. Everything has risk in it. So I really think it's important that whether we're an E, an S, or a B, we all need to learn how to be an I regardless today. We all need to invest for our financial security as well as our financial future. So the point here is this. Logically, it makes sense then in the information age we should be on at least in two quadrants called the two-legged approach to it. If we're an E, we also need to be an I. If we're a self-employed person, we still need to be an I. If we're a B, we still need to also be an I. It's two legs on two sides. The problem is this. My rich dad said you can always tell an employee by the words they use because the words are driven by emotions. An employee, he said, will always say the same words, which are, I'm looking for a safe, secure job. The key word in there is secure because the emotion is fear. And until a person addresses that fear or that emotion, then sometimes that fear is like being, you know, in the goldfish bowl looking out at the world that everything is risky, everything is dangerous. If an employee invests in the I quadrant, they invest with that same emotion. They look for safe, secure investments. They generally go for mutual funds. They say invest for the long term, diversify, play it safe. So the carryover from the E to the I fits. Now, the self-employed person, they have a different emotion, probably the same emotion called fear, but it manifests in different ways. Self-employed people are the rugged individuals. When somebody says, I want to quit my job and do my own thing, they generally move from the E quadrant to the S quadrant rather than from the E quadrant to the B quadrant. They go into the S, which I call psycho land. The reason it's psycho is because it's one of the hardest quadrants to be successful in, simply because you have to do everything. You're often chief cook and bottle washer. The failure rate is very high because you have employees working on you, you have customers working on you, as well as the government working on you. They say that the S, the self-employed, spends at least one full day talking to the government just to comply with the government's regulations. So it's hard to make money if you're working for the government directly. So the S can also stand for Superman or Superwoman. I'm going to do it on my own. S can also stand for satisfied. When people say, you know, I really love what I do because I'm doing my own thing, they're often in the S quadrant, you know, being autonomous, being free to do their own thing. The problem is, I think when you look at the average income in the S quadrant, it's less than $24,000 as an average. So you do your own thing, but you don't necessarily earn that much. Some people earn a lot, but a lot of them earn very, very little, but they're very satisfied. So that's what S can stand for. Another way you can tell an S is by the words they're saying, such as, I'm going to charge you $100 per hour. For them, time is money. Or they'll say, my commission is 6%. Again, time is money for them. So that's what their makeup is. The hard part for them to move into the B quadrant, from small business to B quadrant, is trust, because they don't trust anybody to do it as good as them. That's why the song, I Did It My Way or Nobody Does It Better, really fits the S quadrant. The S also stands for the smartest. In other words, you know, Rich Dad said, if you want to be in the B quadrant, you don't have to be the smartest, but you surround yourself with smart E's, S's, and I's. But in the S, generally, they're the ones who are the smartest. The problem with an S investing is they also want to invest as an individual. So a lot of times if I say, because I generally am a B quadrant person, when I talk to somebody in the S quadrant, I say, why don't you buy real estate? They go, oh, I don't want to invest in real estate because I have to fix toilets. See, it's that do-it-yourself mentality. Or if they sell real estate, they call, you know, they'll cut out the broker, they'll sell it on their own. Or if they do stocks, they'll day traders. They want to do it on their own. They're very rugged individual types. And that's how they invest. They have to do it on their own. It keeps them small. One of the things about the E and the S is actually physical. P-H-Y-S-I-C-A-L, physical. Physical labor. For many of them, they have a cap on their earnings between $100,000 and $500,000 if they're at the upper end. The reason there's a cap on it, they can only do so much physically. For instance, a doctor can only do so many surgeries. A dentist can only do so many teeth drilling. You know, you don't want to go to a dentist and say, guess what, I'm going to leverage a little bit here. I'm going to drill two teeth at one time. You know, you go, well, I think I'll go to somebody else. So that's why on the E and the S side, the amount of money you can earn is finite. It's capped. Whereas on the B and the I side, the right side of the quadrant, that's infinite simply because if you're very good, you can keep expanding your system. One of the reasons I talk to people about network marketing is network marketing is a system. You know, every time you get somebody on your downline from you, that's another asset to you, and you keep expanding it. The more people you get, the system keeps expanding. If you really understand investing, the reason I like real estate from a B side is once I buy it, I can forget it. And it keeps paying me cash. Then I wander around, look at another 100 units, buy another one. and it pays me forever. I'm not going to fix the toilets. You have managers to do that. You have managers to collect the rent and all those types of things. So the point here is this, the E, the S, the B, and the I are determined primarily by your emotions.